Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our client's best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep. We have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Hey, it's Ron, Nichelle Hughley, and I am here to tell you about Soda Weight Loss, which you've heard me say it before. It changed my life. It changed my health. It changed the way that I can, I'm able to operate with my family, my kids. Hell, yesterday I was out there playing wiffle ball tournament with my son and his baseball team. These are things that I wasn't able to do comfortably 122 pounds ago. That's right. I've lost 122 pounds in 11 months on Soda Weight Loss. I've tried every kind of diet fad that you can think of, and I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, this has been the easiest way to follow the plan, and I've seen results like I've never seen before. I lost 15 pounds in the first week. If that's something that you're interested in, go to SodaWeightLoss.com. Check out the countless Google reviews they have on their homepage, and then check on the left side of the page the nationwide tab, and you'll be on your way. Soda is, say it with me now, state of the art.
KILT, KILT FM HD2, Houston.
Insider access.
Exclusive content.
Sports Radio 610.
The Texans
play
here. An Odyssey station.
Clint Sterner and Ron the Show Hughley are brought to you by TexasLending.com.
It's the Bullets and Bugs Tour,
presented by Coors Light.
Live at Big City Wings, Fall Creek in Humble. Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Clint Sterner Football at 4 coming at you. And as always, on every single Friday on Clint Sterner and the Show between 4 and 5 o'clock, we are joined by NFL Hall of Famer John McClain. And John is always presented by the fine folks over at Horn Solutions. John, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing great. Now, maybe Ron talked about this. Did you talk about your interview with Barrett Sports Media?
I did not.
He got featured on I read it this week, his life story in an interview on Barrett Sports Media. And I just wanted to say, go on back to Kansas City. He said he got that everywhere for the longest time.
John, you stuck with me out here, baby.
I saw it and I read it. It's really good. If you go on to Barrett Sports Media, you can read. Now, I didn't know this. Ron didn't even get in his business till he was 30.
That's right.
He's working for nonprofits in Kansas City.
He's still wet behind the ears, John. He's still wet behind the ears.
Yeah, still wet. Still learning.
We're glad you did, and that was a great story. Check it out on Barrett Sports Media.
Well, I appreciate it. Absolutely. I don't want anybody to listen to anybody on that damn text line talking about go back to Kansas City. I tried this thing without show for a few months, and it wasn't it. It wasn't any fun. I prefer show in that seat over there driving his thing.
I never forget the first time he came in, he was wearing a Chiefs pullover. And we gave him so much, you know what, he never wore it again.
Did I wear that?
You know, it was a Royals jersey.
Yeah, it was a Royals jersey.
It was a Royals pullover jersey.
I thought it was Chiefs.
No, no.
Nobody wears a Royals jersey.
It was. I've never seen him in Chiefs gear. It was a Kansas City, that baby blue Royals jersey.
That's right. That's right.
And yet,
all right.
You ought to remember, John, you gave it to him. Now, you gave him, and you were disgusted.
I thought he'd be high class enough to wear the Chiefs, not the Royals. And, of course, Kansas, I can understand that.
There we go. Yeah.
Basketball.
We've had some go back and forth in the basketball with Baylor and Kansas.
We're going to have some more next season, too.
Well, John,
they're both going to be good.
Let's go.
I appreciate that Kansas City talking. Big shout-out to Show for sure on that article. But, John, this weekend's a big time weekend for you, man. Texas Sports Hall of Fame, the day is here. Or it's near. It's not here. The day is near. If anybody didn't know, John is being inducted into the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. And it's going. It's all going down Saturday.
Saturday night in Waco at the Texas Sports Hall of Fame.
Check that out. Saturday. Could it be any better than a guy that's done what John has done? Hall of Fame career, no doubt about it. Lock, stock, and barrel. But going into the Texas Sports Hall of Fame, which is in Waco, where he went to school,
right.
and he is a Baylor Bear. I don't know if he's got enough tickets or not, but it doesn't get any better than that. So, John, first and foremost, congratulations. Well-deserved. Nobody deserves that recognition, that honor more than you. So congratulations, man. We're happy to have you on this show with us, being the Hall of Famer that you are.
Thank you. I'm excited about it, and I'm pretty sure while I'm there, it's the middle of cowboy country, but I'm pretty sure people are going to be talking about a little Saint Nick and Jimbo. I was at an event last night in the Woodlands. I was a moderator on a panel at a private event for the Howard Hughes Corporation, and we had Wade Phillips, Robert Brazil, Dan Pastorini, and Bruce Matthews, and it was so much fun. And I had been planning for this for a month about what I would talk to them about first. And I was going to start Wade, since Wade's going to coach in the XFL, which starts off next week. But then I said, hell no, all anybody's talking about is Saban and Jimbo. So that's the first thing we talked about. And it was interesting. All of them thought it was great for college football. And I said, it's great for the scalpers. It's great for the people that have the hotels and the rent cars and Ubers, because they're all going to jack up their price about 10 times. And I hope they put it in prime time. It's supposed to be 2:30.
Oh,
right?
They're going to be special with that. They're going to do something with it.
And no maybe question. By then they're hugging it out.
Well, CBS 2:30
I don't think so.
Prime time. They may play that at night.
The last time I've seen anything like this was when Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick played for the first time since Belichick stiffed his mentor with the Jets. And I was at the game in New England, the huge buildup. And this is the way it'll be in Tuscaloosa. Will they talk before the game? Will they look at each other? Will they shake hands after the game? And
God,
you wouldn't even
have
known there was a game being played. And I was in the press box, and every media person had his binoculars on him. Bill just looked at Parcells. How do you know he's on the other side of the field? Bill's got his arms folded. He just glanced over at Belichick. And after the game, they ruined it by shaking hands.
That's it. Here's the thing, though, John, is if I think they're going to kiss and make up, because I think the degree in which some of the comments were, like I've just never seen in the coaching profession, I've never seen one coach basically insinuating that the greatest of all time has been cheating for 20 years. And if you don't believe me, ask anybody that's ever worked for him.
I was shocked that anybody would say that about Alabama.
Jimbo Fisher came up, and he came ready to go. Part. Like, he practiced that.
Ammunition.
I think they kiss and make up for it's all over with. I think it's bad for the coaching industry to put those kinds of comments out there about anybody, much less Saban. But I think they kiss and make up. But if the networks and if the conference if and the universities, if they're smart, if there is a kiss and make up, they'll keep it under wraps until after the ball game, because the hype is going to be unbelievable.
I think the hype, the talk shows, think of the publicity they've gotten. Saban basically whining to his alums that they're not putting in all the money that the Aggies are. And he finished second in recruiting. And, you know, the NIL rules say you cannot promise a player that when you're recruiting him. You can't give it to him then. You can tell him, here's what you can get. Here's how this guy did it. Here's how Bijan Robinson got his Lamborghini. here's how the Miami player is getting $400,000 a year in a new car. You can do that, but you can't give it to them. And, of course, anybody loses somebody big, they're going to accuse them of cheating. And they've been cheating since sports was established. And but it's just open now, and it's blatant, and it's great for college football.
Here's the crazy part about – and Show and I talked about this yesterday, John, was like – there's two different conversations. Yeah, there's been cheating in college football for a long period of time. And our friend Trap Johnson.
Trap at Arkansas.
I don't know. I don't know about all that. I can't speak for I
we appreciate your honesty.
Right. In college football, there's been cheat. They've been paying players for a long time. And Travis Johnson, he made a couple of comments about how Alabama in 2000, which Saban wasn't there in 2000. He was at LSU. But he made a comment that Alabama had offered him six figures to go to Alabama at that particular time. But he turned it down and went to Florida State, where Florida State didn't offer him anything. that is what my man Travis said. I don't know his upbringing.
Did his nose grow? Pinocchio?
He's a big fella. So
Pinocchio Johnson?
With a little bit of nose. But here's the deal. I don't know his upbringing. I don't know if his folks got enough money where six-figure didn't matter. But I know when I was coming up, if somebody would have offered old dirty six figures,
I'd have been
in that uniform, and mom and daddy would have sold that house for $20,000 and had a little moved up.
Wherever
moved
you
up the street.
I'd have been at Corvallis. I'd have been at Oregon State Duck. I'd have been anywhere.
But nonetheless, I'm not calling Trap on that. If Trap says they didn't, I'll believe they didn't. My point is this: the game has changed where they're not offering somebody $60,000. They're not offering somebody $100,000. These schools are walking in and offering guys. The kid Jordan Addison out of the transfer portal, the most recent report, $3.5 million.
To go to USC.
For 1 year. This ain't even a five-star recruit that can help you for 4 to 5. This guy's got 1 year left and he's gone. That is an entire different game than the $60,000, $100,000 days when guys were quote-unquote cheating. This is flat out crazy.
He better spend a lot of it on his teammates. Can you imagine the jealousy? A guy that hadn't even been on your team getting that kind of money from your people, and then he comes in. What if he's got an attitude? What if he's hurt? What if he's not as good? Yep. And he was phenomenal. But it could rip a locker room apart.
John, you're hitting on – because what we're talking about with these million and a half, $3.5 million guys, there's – 10 or 15, maybe 10 or 15 universities that can afford to hand out that kind of money. Maybe not. Hell, John, you'd know more than me. Maybe not even that many. Maybe 5 or 6. Clearly, Alabama can't afford to do it right now, according to Saban. But the thought that the money that these guys are making and the coaches that have the ability to play in that arena is few and far between. But the guys that are lower-level players – are making money the right way with the NIL stuff. And I think it's very, very, very good for college football.
I think it is, and I think a lot of these guys got all that money. I know a story, I can't say who told me or even who it is, a guy at UT has an NIL, and he heard about a teammate's parents couldn't make their payment on their house, so he gave them some of their NIL money to make the payment on the house. I heard stories about a couple of players like that who did things with their money, with their teammates and families, and you see that, and I think that's tremendous. And guy gets $3 million, he better pay close attention to the IRS.
Yeah, I think that's the truth. Yep. Better make sure he pays him taxes. Here's the other thing, guys, is there is I'd say another 2, maybe even 3 year storm that's going to surround the NIL. We can't expect NCAA to fix it. Hell, they screwed it up from the jump. I mean, who in their right mind would have thought this wasn't going to happen?
NCAA and fix it doesn't
make
really
sense, right? But here's the deal. To John's original point, like, you've got a locker room full of guys that didn't have the opportunity to make $1 million or make $100,000 coming out of college that are producing on universities right now. And then you got coaches that are willing to go, okay, well, I'm going to give this quarterback, it's a five-star guy that's not going to start because I got an established starter, I'm going to give him $1.5 million. That's going to rip apart a locker room. Once I think you get a locker room full of guys that either were good enough to make that money, at least had the opportunity, I think the dynamic changes. Right now, like up at Arkansas, you got KJ Jefferson, who's the top 15 quarterback in the country right now. according to all the analysts, and he's making a little money in NIL. But if Sam Pittman went out there and paid somebody $1.5 million to come in as because he's a 4- or 5-star quarterback and they needed him, KJ Jefferson would be sitting over there going, hey, man, let me get my what the hell's going on here?
Do you think that if, say, you give a guy $1.5 million and he wants to go in the portal after a year, do they pay him in installments? Do they sign a contract saying, if I leave, I give back my money?
That Quinn Ewers kid at Ohio State supposedly had to give it back.
Yeah.
He supposedly had to give a bunch of it back.
Good. They should. That's not right.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's going to be a mess. But we'll see what happens. I'm glad they're getting paid. But, boy, good gosh, NCAA's got to get their arms around that thing.
All right, John McClain, he's with us the entire hour. Hey, if you're in here, if you're in the building, if you haven't gotten out here, we got a raffle going. Your chance here, we'll announce that in the 5 o'clock hour, your chance to win a $50 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. Also a signed football from Cecil Shorts III and a custom-made 610 hat. That's right. You ain't got to pay nothing. All you got to do is come
designed
up.
Designed by Dirty.
Grab a ticket, put it in there, and we'll announce the winner. So if you're in the house, your chance to win those items. As we said, as we continue here, we're live out here at Big City Wings at Fall Creek and Humble. Get on out here. John McClain, the entire 4 o'clock hour. Dear John, text in 713-572-4610. Any questions you have for the general, sports-related or non-sports-related, he will answer them. So, as John continues with us, we'll get his thoughts on the quarterback. Davis Mills has been discussed by quarterback evaluators. We'll see how John thinks about what Chris Sims had to say about Davis Mills. That's next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's the Bullets and Bugs Tour,
presented by Coors Light.
Live at Big City Wings, Fall Creek in Humble. Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
All right, welcome back as we are live at Big City Wings. John McClain is in the building. He is on with us the entire 4 o'clock hour. Get on out here. We're out at Fall Creek in Humble. Make sure you make your way on out here as the Bullets and Bugs Tour continues. Again, Clint Sterner's out here. He's signing. He'll sign autographs now for you. He'll sign. He'll sign Razorback helmets for you. It ain't nothing for you. That's what Clint does.
I like to up guys behind the scenes like Matt and Figgy back here. Those guys and Tyler back in the studio who loves to give Ron such a hard time.
It's Chris today.
Those are the Chris today.
Great hair.
Those guys are the unsung heroes.
Yeah.
No question.
Without them, these guys are nothing.
Zero doubt about that, John. No question, man. The glue that holds it together.
Yeah, they are.
I wouldn't say I'm not nothing, but yeah, they are very vital.
Well, that's the way to steal the moment,
good
Joe.
Good thing Tyler wasn't in here. He'd say something. You'll be nothing until you get that blue check. I'll say it for him.
Oh, unverified ass. Can you believe
that,
John?
Okay, all right, guys, let's move on.
Oh, my bad.
Sorry.
All right. I know you guys. We got a Hall of Famer and an autograph signer here. Let's move on. No, John. As the season approaches, Davis Mills is obviously going to be a big talking point.
And, yes, he is.
And Chris Sims does this every year. He does his top 40 quarterbacks, and I want to first, before we let the audience and you know, if you don't already know, where he has Davis Mills slated.
I know.
I want you to hear, though, what he says about him.
Very complimentary.
Very, very gushing over him. This was Phil Sims' kid, Chris Sims, speaking about Davis Mills, and particularly when he returned back from being benched during the year.
Hey, he's a rookie, and he was on not a very good team that couldn't run the ball.
And then got to go to the bench and kind of think about it a little
reassess,
bit.
Reassess, right?
Yeah.
It's a big thing. Again, yeah, reassess, take a deep breath. Wait, why am I making this so hard? Damn, coach just said go 1-2-3. Why the fuck am I going 1-3-4 and doing all this shit? So, yeah, he came back a different player.
Stats say it.
The stats say it. The film says it. He came back more confident and sure of himself.
All right,
known all that. We watched it. He didn't tell us anything we don't know.
But very complimentary. But then he had him rated at 35.
Well, I'll tell
and
you.
And I'm curious, is that fair to you, 35?
Well, first of all, I have to think about it. Last year, without a doubt, he was clearly the second-best rookie quarterback. Over the last four games, he was clearly the best rookie quarterback. Not second-best. He was better than Mac Jones. I wrote a column in the Chronicle comparing both of them over the last four games. And remember, Mac Jones had a great running game and a top five defense, and he didn't have either one of those. So I'm guessing, like right now, based on last year, just last year, there's no way you'd put any quarterback, including Trevor Lawrence, ahead of him. But because of the potential and where they were drafted, I'm guessing he's put Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, who didn't do squat.
They have not made the list yet.
They're going to be after 35?
31 through 40 is what he has unveiled at this point, and none of them
and
have.
So he's basing a lot on potential, not what they did last year, because those rookies didn't do squat except two of them, Jones and Mills.
The only other rookie that was in it was
Kenny Pickett was 39.
He was a rookie, but from in his class, the kid from San Francisco, whose name is just
Trey Lance, who barely played.
Trey Lance
was
31.
31st in
there. I see he's basing that purely on what Trey Lance should be able to do based on where he was drafted.
So you think 35 is low for Davis Mills?
I would never put Trey Lance ahead of him unless I'm predicting for the future and not what they did last year. It was unfair to judge Mills early because he never was going to play. He was terrible. He shouldn't have played. He's only started 11 games in college. He was not ready. But then when Tyrod came back and didn't play worth a darn, they were putting back in, and he'd seen a different perspective from a different vantage point. And I'm pumped to see what he's going to do.
Well,
I kept telling people, they're not drafting a quarterback. They like Davis Mills. That's one reason Pep Hamilton turned down so many other jobs. He wanted to coach Mills. And Lovie Smith said, who am I to disagree with Pep and his draft rec record with young quarterbacks? And Lovie likes him too. So he's going to be if he's going to be the face of the franchise, we're going to find that out this season against a difficult schedule.
You know, the most beautiful thing about Davis Mills is ultimately how the organization has treated Davis Mills. I don't know who the hell Davis Mills is going to be. I don't know if he's going to be worth the flip or not.
Nobody knows.
But the fact that you've got an organization and you've got decision makers – that understand. He's going to get that shot.
He's got that shot.
The fact that you've got an organization that the decision makers within understand Tyrod last year. Tyrod Taylor's not the guy. He's not your future. We're going to give Davis Mills a good chunk of the starter reps, if you will, or reps with the ones in training camp. And then even when the wheels came off and he played bad. There's no way around. He played bad in training camp. Had awful days. They never wavered. They kept giving him half the reps. And then he gets into a game. He doesn't play well for the most part. And they never waver. They end up putting him back in there and getting him quality snaps at the end of the season. And you see what can happen when you commit to a guy to that degree. They got a good last month of the season, John. And since then, they've even committed more to him as the starting quarterback, which, again, I'll say this. I mean, fake competitions are the worst thing in sports. If it's a real competition, I understand it breeds success. But to bring somebody in here to compete with Davis Mills that has no chance of being your future or that you really don't have any stock put into him would be absolutely silly. This organization is handling the quarterback situation the right way. If Davis Mills fails, it's not going to be because the organization didn't aggressively make moves and make adjustments to put him in the best position they could to succeed.
The two of his best games were against New England, a 3-point loss that wasn't his fault. He had the best game against a Bill Belichick defense in the history of Belichick going against rookie quarterbacks. And then in the last game, Tennessee had to win to clinch home field advantage, and they beat him by 3 points, and he was great again. And then that Chargers game, he was great. So I don't know how anybody – we don't know if he's going to be any good, but I don't know how anybody could not be excited about the possibility now that they've improved the line, improved the running game, and improved the wide receivers.
Why do you think that quarterbacks in Houston had so much success against Belichick and the Patriots? Seems like the best games that we've seen quarterbacks in Houston and coordinators with Tim Kelly and Bill O'Brien, the best game plans they ever put together and some of the best performances we've seen have been against Bill Belichick, one of the top defenses in the league at the time and one of the best defensive minds to ever coach a game.
Yeah, like Hopkins throwing touchdown pass to Watson.
Well, that too. And
Watson just played great. Remember Watson's first game against them?
Brock wasn't great against the Patriots.
Brady took him the distance and threw the winning touchdown pass to Brandon Cooks. If the defense had stopped him on that one drive, they would have pulled an upset up there. And Bill O'Brien made a terrible non-call to stop the clock. So having Watson, of course, made a big difference. But Mills playing so well as a rookie against Belichick and Mike Vrabel, that is impressive.
Impressive. All right, we'll see. As you said, excited to see the possibility. Is that a Davis Mills jersey right there? Wow, that's the first one I've seen.
There it is.
That's the first one I've seen.
Come on.
It's a Davis Mills jersey out there worn. Someone went out and bought one. Good for you, sir. Good for you. We'll see how long you are having that. All right, John McClain, he continues to ride with us. John.
Just got to slip one in there, doesn't he?
I'm just saying, man. Everybody in here knows the truth. All right, dear John, text in 713-572-4610. Any questions you have for the general, he loves answering them, sports-related or non-sports-related. Text in right now, 713-572-4610.
I like relationship questions.
Yeah, he likes relationship questions. He really loves them, folks. Anybody got any good relationship questions? Hey, just walk up to him right now in the break and ask him.
Or do like his wife did 2 weeks ago when he was in the bathroom. She came up and said, John, what should I do about the show? And
let's slow down here, man. Don't put my business out here on the street now, John. Damn, I know you're going to the Texas Hall of Fame.
It's
but
not
let's
like
calm
Lauren.
Down.
It's not like down. Lauren didn't ask me either.
I ain't no telling what she asked you.
All right, John McClain.
Hey,
he stays
you got
with
to
us.
Go to the Houstonian. Didn't
come
you
on, baby.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, man. John said something that was really surprising. I've listened to him all week. Said some really surprising that I want to get his thoughts on. We'll discuss that next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Bullets and Bugs Tour,
presented by Coors Light.
Live at Big City Wings, Fall Creek in Humble. Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
Ah,
there we go.
All right.
Okay.
There it is.
See there? I told
there
you.
He is.
Hey,
go ahead,
hey,
DJ.
Come on.
I see you.
That's all another right. one of them beats right there. Look, I don't know where you grew up, but if that one right there don't make you bob your head the minute you hear it, I don't know. It's a different place. Now,
believe.
Maybe not. John may not bob his head.
I was about to say, got to believe there's a couple of people that tune didn't make them bob their head.
I don't know. They wanted to.
I don't want to.
They just didn't want nobody to see it. Look at Rick. Elbows and all.
Uh-oh, slow down, Chip. This whole table
Rick
right
Kendall
here
from the posse. Throw something out.
The party is happening, man. We're enjoying ourselves out here at Big City Wings, Fall Creek. Come on out here. We'll be here until 6, probably a little bit after. Out here in Humble, so make your way on out here. The Bullets and Bugs tour continues, and we're having a good time. Text in 713-572-4610. Dear John, questions, guys, slow down on the sex questions. My goodness.
I can handle them.
I know you can, John, but with this.
As long as I don't have to do it, I can talk about it.
We're all feeling that way too, John. All right, you said something earlier this week before we get to Dear John that.
You just going to go right off of sex questions into.
Yeah, I'm going right.
Whatever you're fixing to talk about, huh?
Because you want. Is that somewhere you want?
I mean, I
right
thought
there?
Y'all were going to go somewhere with that. I'm sorry, I didn't know.
We got enough time for the sex questions. All right, they're going to be rolling through. You said something earlier this week, and I know Clint brought it up earlier. You know, the Texas Hall of Fame that's happening this weekend for you, a special day. I heard you on with Sean and Landry, and you said a couple of things. One, like this is bigger to you than going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton. And two, you think this may be the greatest day of your life. And somebody who has had a lot of moments, like that jumped, those two things jumped out to me, that the Texas Hall of Fame is bigger to you than the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and you think this will be the greatest day of your life.
Throwing out the first pitch of the Astros game on June 12th might beat them all.
We're all crossing our damn fingers for
that. I thought when I was 12 years old and made the Northwestern Little League All-Stars in Waco, my life would never get better, and tomorrow it will. And here's why. I got in the Hall of Fame in Canton in 06. It was great. Got to ride in a parade. Carol and I were in the back of a Corvette, red Corvette convertible. Shereen Williams was my presenter. She's up in the front, and it was big. I mean, as a writer and a broadcaster in the NFL, to win that award, there's once a year for a writer and a broadcaster based on coverage for a long period of time. That's as good as it gets. And then when I found out about this, the induction tomorrow, there's only been one class of media in the Texas Sports Hall of Fame in history. If you think about our state and how long they've been writing and broadcasting about sports at every level, there was one, and that was 16 years ago. And we voted in 4 writers: Dave Campbell, Mickey Herskowitz from Houston, Dan Jenkins, and Blackie Sherrod from Dallas. And the broadcasters were Vern Lundquist, Frank Fallon, voice of Baylor 45 years, Jack Dale, voice of the Red Raiders, and Kern Tipps, voice of the Southwest Conference. And we did it, and we said, we'll never do it again. They are the icons of Texas journalism, and they're in a pantheon by themselves. And we had that induction in Houston in conjunction with the Touchdown Club at the J.W. Marriott, and Dave Campbell, 40-year sports editor of the Tribune-Herald in Waco and founder of Texas football. And my mentor and a good friend asked me to present him. And that was an incredible honor. And so 3 years ago, before the pandemic hit, the Hall of Fame said, we're going to do another class. And it was up to them, and they said they were, and they did. And I was not there for the vote, and I'm glad. I had Texans minicamp, and I was on the patio, and they called me. David Barron from the Chronicle and Melanie Hauser used to be with the Post. And they said, we voted on media second class. And I said, well, who's in it? And they said, you're in it. And I couldn't believe it. I said, I got to call y'all back. And I walked in, and I told Carol, you're not going to believe this. She said, what? I said, I just got voted in the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. She said, congratulations. And I said, this is the greatest honor I've ever had. And she said, that's not bigger than going into Canton. I said, yes, it is. She said, what do you mean? I said, you didn't grow up in Texas. You don't understand. And I went back out on the patio, and I sat down, and I started thinking about my late father, and I just cried like a baby. And I'm going to try real hard tomorrow night when I'm talking about my dad not to cry like a baby.
I saw you tweet about the aspect of your dad, not to get you more in the crying space. But
yeah, don't worry, the sex questions are coming.
Yeah, they're coming. We'll get you back into that smile. The part of being from Texas and raised obviously by your mother and father who were from Texas, and he was obviously a big part of your life in Texas.
Big sports fan.
I mean, not only your career, but just your life growing up here. Like you say, Dave Campbell's and people that didn't grow up here don't understand how big of a deal that was.
Fortunately, people in Texas understand Dave Campbell. We honored him 1 year, Clint, at the Touchdown Club of Touchdowner of the Year, and they tried to get every cover guy on Texas Football Magazine to come and be at the head table, and there was about 27 of them, and each of them took a couple of minutes to talk about what being on the cover of Texas Football meant to them, and it was unbelievable. And there were people who came to that event who were not from Texas who were just blown away, said, I had no idea. And I used to write for Texas Football when I was working at the Waco Tribune Herald, and I was smart enough to know, get as many names in those high school previews as you could get in there, because every name, parents were going to go buy 5 or 10 yep. copies. And that was so much fun doing that, writing about high schools back then. And I wouldn't trade those experiences. I got a call earlier. And I got a call from two guys I was in the third grade with, and I haven't seen one of them since junior high, and he told me he's coming in tomorrow night. And I'm like, oh, my God. And having it in my hometown, everybody else, the other seven, are from the Metroplex. Shereen Williams, Randy Galloway, Denny Freeman of the Riders, the broadcasters of the Lake, Frank Gleiber, Brad Sham, voice of the Cowboys, Eric Nadell, voice of the Rangers, and Bill Mercer, who's been the voice of just about everything. So it's me against the Metroplex. And so I feel like I'm representing the rest of Texas. And I hope the Hall of Fame does this more often, doesn't wait every 16 years, because there's so many other writers and broadcasters who deserve to be honored.
Well, look, I mean, I'm being the only guy from outside the Metroplex, and I think I can speak for all of Houston, we're proud to have you representing us.
Thank you.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
By the way, that Mercer fella you mentioned, you think he's any kin to Roy D. Mercer?
I have no idea.
You know who Roy D. Mercer is? Oh, you ain't Roy damn Mercer? I'm assuming he's considered a comedian, but he had a 7-set CD deal where he was. His comedy CDs, and I'd listen to things coming home all the way. Roy D. Mercer, old boy out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, I believe. You never heard of Roy D. Mercer?
Nope.
You need to get them CDs. Yeah. You get them CDs, and on your way to Baylor, on your way to the Sports Hall of Fame, listen to Roy Dan Mercer.
There you go. Somebody just texted and said, John, man, with all the praise you're getting, do you wish you retired a little earlier?
From the Chronicle. Hell, he tweets better now than he did a month ago.
I was going to say, John, what's your week been like?
It's been great. I like to tweet a lot. I watched all the Astro games, watched all the draft stuff for the Rockets. I'm watching the hockey playoffs. I love the NHL playoffs. So many one-goal games. Last night, 3 seconds left, Tampa scores to win, to go up 2-0 over the Hurricanes and Panthers. And it's a great time to be a sports fan.
Yeah, but how many hits have you had this week?
No, I don't look at that.
You don't look at that.
I tweet a lot.
He's talking about caught like hits on the like, radio.
How many?
Oh, radio. Well, just my usual 10. I've had a couple of podcasts.
My usual 10.
You done this today. You said you did an event in the Woodlands yesterday.
Yep, that was a great event.
I mean, you're retiring.
I get treated like royalty, which is one of the reasons I've been so happy for 51 years in this business. My sports editors, my editors at the Chronicle, the bosses at KTRH and 610 have treated me like royalty, and I owe so much to them to be in the position that I'm in. And my three main mentors, Dave Campbell, who died in December, 96. I wish he'd have waited a year. And David McCam, 88. Former head of journalism at Baylor and U of H. He'll be there. Tony Peterson got me hired in Waco, the Chronicle, and put me on the Oilers. He's presenting me. And I wish everybody could be there, because not because of me, but because of the others who are so deserving of this honor.
Well, you're absolutely deserving of the honor as well. And hopefully that'll be a great night. I'm very concerned about you throwing out that first pitch.
I'm concerned, too.
I know you are.
Landry's telling me I got to be on the rubber. I don't think they let anybody on the rubber.
I don't think you have to be on the rubber.
I don't think they let you on the rubber anymore, do they?
I don't think so. What's the technique here? We talked about this last time with the basketball.
I want to throw it underhanded because of my rotator cut.
That's a great call.
Do like this and whip it underhanded. I could hit that wall underhanded.
I think you can flip that thing sidearm. If you got a torn rotator cuff, that's the worst decision you've ever made, John.
I used to play third base, and I could throw that ball to first. Now I can't throw a ball.
That was 92 years ago and two rotator cuffs ago. You better get that elbow down on the side,
now
boss.
You practice with the free thrower. You gonna practice?
I got it. One of my oldest friends, Lester Zed, has got his ball and his glove out.
Come on.
Now I got to go to storage Sunday and get my glove out, and I'm going to practice for about 2 weeks. I'm going to start like McCullers. I'm just going to toss short pass balls and then just back up.
You start like McCullers. By the time that your appearance comes, you'll pass McCullers. Hey, do me a favor. I want you to tweet a picture of your glove that you get out of storage.
Oh, God.
And then I want you to tweet a couple of pictures of the action of you. I don't care if we're 5 yards apart the first couple throws.
Yeah. Okay.
Do that, and then let's –
I'll do that.
We got 2 weeks. Is that what you said?
June 12th.
There we go.
Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, and then we'll get some – I want to follow everything on the build-up, the ramp-up, if you will, on Twitter.
You don't want to see my splitter?
No.
John, don't do this. Just just get it there.
You want to see fastball?
I want to see a four-seam fastball. First, I want to see a picture of the glove that's in storage. I want to see what kind of leather you're working with.
It's not something from the 20s or
30s. No, I'm not going to lie. I pictured Sandlot.
It's a normal.
I think you should stop in an antique shop. Or, hell, you can say it right now. Somebody get
one of those old round gloves.
Absolutely. Somebody get John McClain the glove that he used. Not the identical glove, but the same form, the same fashion, same series glove that he used way back in the day. You can't go out there with no brand new leather, man.
That Lakers hat. Yeah. I got you.
I mean, I want a picture of that.
It's not brand new. You don't have to worry about that. I've had it 30 years.
I want a picture of that, and then I want the initial couple of 5-yard tosses.
I think that's a great idea.
All right, we do this each and every Friday. Dear John.
Let's kick off the weekend by asking the most respected Houston sports writer of all time anything you want. Submit your questions to the text line 713-572-4610. Include hashtag Dear John, along with name and city. And for today's Dear John, let's open up the mailbag.
All right, Dear John, let's start with Mark. Let's start with Gail and Friendswood. Dear John, who on the defensive side of the ball do you expect to take the biggest step next year?
That's a great question. I thought this past season Jonathan Grenard did, because he had 8 sacks in 12 games. He missed 5 games. If he'd been able to play all season, he might have been up in the 13 or 14 range. And you'd like to think a guy that was a rookie last year and contributed. And Roy Lopez is not in a position where it's going to show up statistically.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say Grenard again, because if he can stay healthy, I could see him getting 13 or 14 sacks.
Ooh.
And that'd be the most they've had since Whitney Merciless had, I think, 12 and a half like 7 years ago, other than Watt.
Mm. Wow, that's big. All right, John McClain with us. Dear John,
Here we go. Mark in Houston, if you had one time to have a one-on-one interview with Bill O'Brien today, what's the things you would want to know from him?
So, Bill, about Jack Easterby.
Oh, boy. That's it.
They used to be best friends, and now if one of them was on fire, they wouldn't. The other one wouldn't take the garden hose.
You think they're in that type of relationship?
Oh, yeah.
I'd like you to peel back the curtain on the DeAndre Hopkins trade as well. I'd like to know like the details of that one. What else we got?
There's all kind of things like Kansas City, the decisions.
Yes.
When you're up 24-0, was it a punt? Fake punt.
Yes. Justin Reed with a broken clavicle or something like that.
Just some of the mistakes. You know, if you look back, that 18 team had Watson, Watt, Hopkins, Clowney, Reeder, and Matthew. Those guys were stars. And they finished 11-5, but they blew that game to the Colts, which is still the only playoff game Frank Reich has won.
All right.
Wait, we tell the text line to keep it out of the Bill O'Brien air, man. I'm over talking about Bill O'Brien's
old
tired ass.
I
kind of
want to hear what he's had to say about
that. I'm over it.
I'm into it. All right. Clint is telling you what to say. Text line 713-572-4610. Dear John from Austin. McLean, in a month's time, how many times of sex is a healthy time in a month's time?
Well, first of all, it depends on how young you are and how long you've been married.
Everyone out here, throw your hands up in the air. How many times?
You didn't say it's with your wife or your girlfriend.
Okay, he's going 10 plus down here.
Or yourself. And
I don't know if we're going with ourselves.
And it also depends on how much you work, how much time you got to spend in traffic. But I will tell you this, if you have a wife or you have a girlfriend, you better find time for them. And because if you don't, you might be encouraging them to find that somewhere else.
If you don't, somebody else will.
You have to make sure every day you find out exactly how your wife's doing. You can find out you got terminal cancer, but before you tell her, you see how her day's gone, and you make time to be romantic.
Now, how many times a month do you think is healthy?
Because you did give us a number, John.
Well,
you've gone through that whole soliloquy. What's a number?
If you're young, you should be having sex almost every day.
Wow, look at John.
And if
what's
you're in your 20s, when your relationship starts off, you should be having it multiple times a day.
Hey, clearly. Hey, look.
Eventually.
Just made my damn day.
Eventually. It's like buying a new car. You love your new car better than anything. You're under the hood. You're inside it all the time.
That done it for me.
But then eventually, it doesn't feel the same when you get in that new car.
That's John McClain. He's still not a Hall of Famer for no reason.
You can still love it.
All right. One more. From Blessing, Texas. From Blessing, Texas, John, he says, my name is Josh. I'm getting married next Friday. Any advice? Much respect.
Josh, congratulations. That is very cool. And I'll tell you this in all seriousness. I told Clint before he and Lauren got married, and I tried to tell Ron. He doesn't listen. The two most important words you can say are yes and dear. Now, my wife, Carol, when I say it, she like shakes her head, says, you don't mean that. And I'll say, yes, dear. And you need to make sure that you give your wife attention, communicate, one-on-one communication. And if you're going to go out and hang with the guys and watch a ball game, you make sure she goes out with her friends. And when things you want to do something special for, like I tell Clint and I told Ron, send her to the Houstonian, the spa, the Trellis Spa. She'll love you long time.
Love you long time. And your ass better have a job if you start checking in that old trellis over here.
And to the previous question, you should be having sex, I'm guessing, multiple times.
Yeah, if you're that young. Buckle up, young buck.
Oh, those were the good old days, weren't they?
All right, John McClain.
Thank you, guys.
As a general.
Thank you very much.
As he joins us every Friday. That's John McClain. He goes into the Texas Hall of Fame tomorrow, and congratulations to him. Coming up, Clint, bear with us. I hope you get excited about this because we've gotten word from your favorite Astro, Dusty Baker, comments about the latest on Stretch Jake Odorizzi. That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.